Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I'm Kyle Lenzner, and this morning we've got Kelvin Meyer out of the parks. How's it going?
Good, Kyle. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a looks like a decent day outside today. A little better than what we've had here this week, so it looks like it might be a good weekend to get outdoors and actually do some fishing and some other of those outdoor activities this time of year. I think this week we'll start off right away with the fishing report. We'll start in the Clark County area over there. Over in Clark there, Bailey's Lake continues to produce fish. Access is a little difficult here since that last storm that we received. Some of the roads got a little snow drifted and can be difficult to get to, but back there the fish are biting. Bluegills, perch, walleye, bass, a little bit of everything back there that they're getting. Everything is, the walleye bass are a little slow bite, but they are decent when you get them. The bluegills, perch, both of those are a little on the small side. Both of them are mainly going to be under 8 inches. With a few over that 8-inch mark from time to time. Dry Lake number 2, finally seeing some more fishermen get out there. Travel might be a little difficult here this weekend now with all that snow we had getting melted and now settling on top of the ice that created a few slush pockets out on the ice. So with some warmer weather here and now some more snow, some of them areas are going to be difficult to see and could be some difficult travel out on the lakes, but nonetheless, last weekend, there were quite a few guys out on Dry Lake 2 starting to hit that up, trying to find those perch. Didn't see too many perch, just a few here and there, but guys were doing pretty decent on the walleye. It just seemed like if you got into them, you caught a bunch of them, but they were kind of on the small side. On the other side of things, if you found some of the bigger fish, you didn't catch quite as many, but the quality was good. So quite a few walleye were getting caught out there. Just not too many perch yet. Indian Springs, still not a lot of fish being caught, but the fish that are being caught are decent size. The walleye are, for the most part, going to be over 20 inches, but not a lot of fish are getting caught. It's just a couple each day, and that's about it. So a lot of fishing for not a lot of fish, but there are going to be some nice ones when you get them. Swan Lake up there, still a little fishing pressure up there. Guys trying to find the perch and walleye out there. Haven't heard too much success yet. Guys are doing pretty well on the northern up there, but other than that, the perch and walleye have been pretty slow out there this year. Reed Lake continues to be hit and miss. Guys are doing decent from time to time on the walleye out there. Most of that is being on the east side of the lake. Just fishermen are reminded to use caution out there in the middle of Reed. There is that nice ice heave out there, so just be use caution around that as you get around it. So,
I imagine with that all that new snow, it's going to be a little bit harder to spot, too.
Yep, especially on the ends where guys are crossing, that's where it gets pretty difficult. The middle of it definitely stands up tall enough where you aren't going to miss the middle of it, but on the ends where guys are crossing, it's going to be difficult to see, so... just make sure you're giving a nice, enough room around getting around that ice heave out there. Coddington County over here, Lake Compesca we'll start off with. That one's kind of slowed down. A few guys are still going out there and trying it. Still getting a few smaller walleye and every once in a while some crappie. The crappie seem to be that 11 to 12 and a half inch mark. So decent fish, but still not a lot of them. Pelican Lake, that has really slowed down. A lot of fishermen have shown up, but things have really slowed down out there since before the crowd showed up. Guys were doing pretty good 3 weeks ago, but now here this last weekend, it was seemed like about every third or fourth shack had a walleye. So things have really slowed down, but still getting a few out there. Goose Lake. That one has definitely been hit and miss. Guys have no trouble marking fish and finding fish. It's just they're having trouble getting the fish to bite, which has been kind of the story all winter all over. But that one, if you're looking at trying it, it's you should be able to find them. Just hopefully the day you're there is the day that they're biting. Stink Lake up there, guys are finding a few perch yet. They continue to be in that smaller range at 7 to 10 inches. And still catching a few walleye as well. Day County, Wabe up there, anglers are struggling to find and catch fish. With the recent snow, travel is extremely tough throughout the lake. So guys up there are still having trouble as well getting around on the lakes up there. And now with the most recent snow and with that snow melting before, it makes things even more difficult. So it's going to be, I think, from here on, it's going to probably be either track machines or ATVs for travel or foot traffic. So, also up there, Bitter Lake anglers have caught a few perch and walleye the last weekend, but travel is also tough on Bitter as well. Enemy Swim, anglers are catching a few bluegills and crappie. A few anglers are trying their luck at spearing as well and are seeing some success. And then down in Hamlin County, we'll wrap it up down in there. Lake Ponset, anglers are still catching a few walleye out there. Walleye, it seems like if you search for them and find them, you do pretty good. I know you were out there not too long ago with me, and we've seen some decent numbers of walleye. It seems like the guys that searched until they found them, they were doing good. The guys that kind of just sat put all day, unless they were right on the money, they were struggling a little more.
Yeah, I think with the good weather and good forecast, I think it'd be a good time to go try it. It'll be warm enough so you can bounce around, don't have to worry about putting up a shack, stuff like that. So it's still favorable fishing, I would say.
Yep, and the perch down there, since midwinter there, things have seemed to really slow down on the perch side. Guys aren't really having trouble finding the walleye, but the perch seem to have slowed down a little bit. And then as for, it is that time of year where the snow goose season is in effect now. So, in the counties, I know last weekend with that warm weather, that kind of pushed in a bunch of, I seen a lot of dark geese and a lot of ducks moved into the area. In Clark County and Day County and Coddington and Hamlin, I know I heard of a couple small flocks of snow geese, but nothing. And when I say small, I'm talking the 10 to 15. No large flocks have moved into the area as of yet up here. So, but it does sound like further south they did have some move into down by like Yankton area, down in that country. They did have a few move in last weekend. Not sure if they stayed there or not with that snow. So, and that storm, that most recent storm we had. With that, seeing we are talking about the snow goose season, just reminding guys that that the dates for that are February 19th, so that means that it's already open and it runs till May 8th. And for that, what you need for a license if you're a resident is you're going to need to have one of the hunting licenses that are available, whether it's a combination, the senior combination, the junior combination, a small game, a youth small game, or the one-day small game. As long as you have one of them hunting licenses, you'll need that along with the migratory bird certification. Those are the two things you'll need. You will not need the federal stamp. If you're a non-resident who is 12 years old or older, all you will need to do is buy that light goose license. So that's all that would be required. So once again, with the warmer weather, we might see some more of those starting to move into the area. As of right now, they haven't moved this far north, but they're not too far away. So I would think here, as we move further into the spring here, and within the next few weeks, I think we'll start to see some of them larger groups starting to move up this way. So, Do you have anything on the park side, Kelvin?
Yeah, well, part of my role up here is working with snowmobile side of things. And we did finally get some pretty good snow up here, so that's good. Guys are taking advantage of that. Unfortunately, the base below that snow that we just got is really, really wet. So a lot of the clubs have opted out not to groom because they feel like they'd be doing more damage than good. So trail conditions are fair to poor right now. I think I just looked at it earlier, and I think the only trail system that was fair was the Coteau. So, if you do get out there, I just, you know, be cautious of where you're driving. If it gets cold, there may be some ice chunks that are forming on the trail. Also, a lot of these trails go through the front yards of people's yards, over their driveways and stuff like that. And with that base being real soft, you're probably going to be rutting up those areas. So just be cautious of that. You know, try and keep good relationships with landowners that trails are going adjacent to their land. So, and then one other thing. Actually, I got a couple more things. Is I've received some reports of some wheeled vehicles driving on the snowmobile trails. Can't do that. Ruins the trails. So just make sure those snowmobile trails are meant for snowmobiles and snowmobiles only. And then the one other thing is also got a few reports of, out at Pelican Lake Recreation Area, there's snowmobiler that had gone through the park and stuff like that. That is a play area out there, but the play area is contained before you get into the campground. So just make sure you're not cruising around all over in spots that you're not. I also heard reports of maybe a couple snowmobilers that had gone onto some private land that didn't have permission. So just be aware of that stuff. I guess that's all I got really from the snowmobile side of things.
Anything in the parks or?
Nothing over on the east side. I know Custer has a few events going on. I believe here at the end of the month, out at Pelican Lake Recreation Area, we're going to be having a little Easter event out there. I believe it's on the 24th. I don't know if that's on the park report yet or not, but I think last year Josh, the district supervisor, he said that there was a fair amount of people that showed up. So the way things are going, if the weather's good, I predict that there'll be a lot of people out there. They got all sorts of prizes they're giving out, Easter egg hunt, different events for the kids to do. So I haven't been to one yet. This will be my first time. I even convinced my wife to come out and volunteer and help out. So we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people out there. Hopefully the weather will cooperate with us.
Sounds good. Just some other notes here. Just a reminder, jumping back to the fishing. I know we covered it last week, but from here on, permanent ice shacks do need to be removed daily. So if you're not going to be out there fishing in them throughout the night there, they need to come off with you as you leave for the day. So other than that, we can get into the open houses. I know we were supposed to have an open house here in Cottington County last Monday. Unfortunately, due to the weather that we received and for safety concerns, we canceled that open house. We're looking at rescheduling it. We haven't come up with a new date for that open house as of this time. But hopefully here in the next few weeks, we will have a new date for everyone out there and be able to get that out to you guys. So that open house was postponed. We will be having it here in the near future. I can't say when. We, like I said, trying to get scheduling and stuff rearranged. We'll have that date for you here coming up in the next few weeks, I'm guessing. So
if people miss the radio, what's another way that they can find out about those dates or stop in the office?
Yep, you can stop into the office there or call into the office, and we'll probably run another deal in the newspaper for it as well.
Okay.
Otherwise, another one that's coming up, the open house, we talked about it last week, is Day County up there. That's going to be March 21st, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and that's going to be at the Isaac Walton League there in Webster. So March 21st, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Isaac Walton up there in Webster. Some other things to cover, Hunt Safe course, same day as the Easter egg hunt, unfortunately, but there's going to be the class portion of that one is going to be on the 24th from 8 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Registration is open online there, so you can go and register for that event or that class. Like we've talked about the last few weeks, the Hunt Safe course this year is going to be all online, so you'll have to log in. You'll have to take that online portion of it, pass it, take the test that's on there, pass it. It'll give you a certificate to print off. You bring that with to the field day. once you come to the field day, we'll have that up at the middle school is where it'll start, and eventually we'll end up out at the trap and skeet range out there, so for the outdoor portion of it. But the first one's coming up here on March 24th from 8 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Registration is online, so all you got to do is visit our website there and go to the outdoor learning tab there on the website and click on the Hunter Education, and it'll give you a list of all the classes, and you'll click on the Watertown one to register. So there's going to be three of them this year. I can't remember the other two off the top of my head, but they'll be listed under that list. So if you're interested in that, all the local ones, I think, are pretty much on there now. So you can see which ones are close, and if you're actually wanting to take one of the class portion ones or the ones that where you're actually in the classroom, those are all listed on there as well. So also another reminder that I know we've talked about the last few weeks, but just those applications, the next ones that are going to be due are for deer, it's going to be special buck, which will be April 13th. I'm not sure. I don't think that application hasn't come out yet, but it should be here if it hasn't already. Also, the archery paddlefish is coming up on April 13th as well. So those are the next two applications that are due, so just keep those on the calendar so you don't miss them. And other than that, I think that should do her for this week. And I thank you for coming in, Calvin. It's always nice having somebody come in here. And
yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me. I enjoy doing this.
So other than that, hope to see you out there.